With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump calls it Liberation Day, and it's right around the corner, Wednesday to be specific.
President Trump rolling out a set of tariffs scheduled to start April 2nd.
Many countries have taken advantage of us, the likes of which nobody even thought was possible for many, many decades, And, you know, that has to stop.
Most economists say the tariffs would get passed to consumers in the form of higher prices. 25% on imported cars, that's estimated to hit buyers with a price tag of $5,000 to $10,000 more. In an NBC interview, Trump says if the prices on foreign cars go up, they're going to buy American cars. I'm Julie Walker.
The president says it's a refrain he has heard often. We wish you could serve a third term. Well, Mr. Trump says he's looking into that, although it's way too early to discuss it in much detail.
I don't want to talk about a third term now because no matter how you look at it, we got a long time to go. We have a long time. You know, we have almost 4 years to go, and that's a long time. But despite that, so many people are saying you've got to run again.
Included in the Constitution in 1951, the 22nd Amendment states no person shall be elected to the office of the president more than twice. Also at SRNNews.com, when it comes to weather-related power outages, Michigan leads the way, roughly 278,000 at last check, a result of a punishing ice storm that hit northern Michigan along with parts of Wisconsin and Indiana. The earthquake death toll in Myanmar is approximately 1,700 now as crews continue pulling bodies from the rubble left by the powerful 7.7 magnitude quake that struck last week. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 292 points. NASDAQ futures off 314. This is SRN News. Tomorrow is Election Day in Wisconsin's pivotal Supreme Court race.
The winner of the election will determine whether the court remains under liberal control or flips to a conservative majority. Tens of millions of dollars have been spent on the race, including more than $17 million by groups funded by Trump advisor Elon Musk. Wisconsin's highest court is preparing to rule on a series of high-profile cases, including one that would effectively outlaw abortion. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
California's state legislature will debate the issue of men in women's sports this week. Two bills have been introduced aimed at restoring fairness and privacy for girls in school athletics. Each bill would reestablish biological sex as the standard for participation in sports. The two proposals challenge California's decade-old policy of permitting students to compete based on gender identity. This is SRN News. The city of Everett, Massachusetts, population just over 49,000, is embroiled in a controversy this morning.
Mayor Carlo Di Maria scored a victory over the Everett Leader-Herald for its years of personal attacks. He reached a $1.1 million defamation settlement that forced the newspaper to shut down. But critics of the mayor now feel emboldened by the state inspector general's allegations that Di Maria wrongly took $180,000 in bonus pay, city council launching an audit, and may send details to the state ethics commission. Jason Walker reporting.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court has upheld Elon Musk's $1 million giveaway to two voters, meant to spur interest in tomorrow's crucial state Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Musk says the race could have national implications. More details at SRNNews.com.